Good morning, everybody. Monday. Had a crazy weekend. Great, spectacular fire card. Went down on the 15th. Trap New York presents Bars Over Bullshit, Volume 2. Oh, this shit was crazy. But before I get into that, I'm Reggie P80V. You know ain't nobody smoking Reggie. And this is the Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast. Brought to you by Anchor. Oh yes, let's get back to it. So from the time we started, we've been talking about an amazing card that's been touring from New York, state to state, all over the great U.S., bringing out the most spectacular battle rappers in those regions. They've been touching the platform, and from this, we've been seeing some of the best cards and main events, also undercards, that nobody could predict. Today, we're going to talk about the Atlanta card. What's going on, y'all? First of all, shout out to Peso, No Mercy TV, Atlanta Battle Rap, and all the battlers that were involved in this. So, we're outside. I'm getting to this battle first. Gotta recap this motherfucker first. And there's some weird guy. And he's bringing in barbecue grills and ground beef, real ground beef, y'all. A table like he's making a picnic, all kind of snacks he's bringing in. He's very excited. Oh, this man was serious. I thought he was crazy bringing in all that shit on the inside. But nah, ain't bringing no food to barbecue on the grill that he brought. I thought that shit was crazy. But he had something in store, man. Charlesy. With the spectacular performance. Great battle also. Chuck Raw was on the other side of that. Bar Heavy most definitely was in the building, as they always are. So let's get into the battle. Chuck Raw, he's outside. He know he got this in the bag. He says that Charlesy was so whack in the Kool-Aid battle that he knows he's going to win this one. And I'm all like, Charlesy, don't let him talk to you like that, Charlesy. You can win this, Charlesy. Do your thing, Charlesy. We get into round one. Chuck Roy wins clearly, easily. Chuck Raw's up 1-0 quick. It's looking like what I thought it would be, an ass whooping Chuck Raw way. And then it happened. The second round of the Charlesy Chuck battle. Now Chuck comes and he has a okay round. Same shit he normally do. He went hard. Man, this nigga Charlesy came with a motherfucking board like Professor K-Shine with STDs on it. Explaining all of the STDs and how that shit relate to Raw and his bitch assness. Now, could it have been executed better? Yes. Was the angle there? Yes. Was it entertaining? Man, that was the funniest shit. Man, that shit so goddamn funny, man. Everybody need to look at that Charlesy versus Chuck Raw battle. Both ends, both sides, both battlers. But listen, look at those performances. Third round came. Chuck goes hard again. He's very consistent. That's Chuck Raw. He's a real battle rapper. He's nice. He's cool. He does his thing. He always got the stage. Then here come Charlesy. This nigga brought a barbecue grill out rapping about Chuck Raw. He's actually taking raw Chuck, like some actual raw ground beef out of pack, putting it on the grill, smashing it up. And while he's rapping about it, and he got the table out. Oh, man. Like I say, was the angle good? Yes. Was it good lyrically? No. Was it entertaining? Yes. And it was funny as fuck, if it wasn't nothing. It was that. So, towards the end of his round, he starts kicking the little shit. I was rocking with him. Try and keep him in the game. I think towards the end of that round, lyrically, he started to fall off bad. But it's crazy. Because through it all, Charlesy makes it a 2-1 debatable battle with somebody who could clearly rap better than him. That is a talent all on its own. Let's think about that. Okay, another battle that stood out to me at the event was this one. Megalodon versus Kool-Aid. Now, Kool-Aid, he represents Bar Heavy. Oh, he dope. Big boy. Dreads. He comes in. He's much like Chuck Raw in the sense of he's going to be himself. He's going to be comfortable. And he behind his words, what he's saying. And he has thrilling performance gesture. You know what I mean? If you're in the room checking him out. So, he goes up against Megalodon. Megalodon punches like Ty Law. But his shit connects more and it's less reachy. And it's nice in his own mind. You can tell his punches is creative from his mind. You feel what I mean? Not no reenactments of no hard punches, but punches he make up. You can tell it's him. And, you know, real recognize it. So, here we go into the battle. First round, I don't know who went first, but I know Megalodon punches shit out of Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid comes back. Hard boys is his own performance. Up there high. Second round, Megalodon punches shit out of him. Some more. Punched the shit out of him some more. And goddamn, you wonder why he's not. So look, it's like lyrically, Megalodon to me, punch wise, he not in the league of those of dudes that kick they balls like how Kool-Aid was kicking them that night. Why do I say that like that? Because it's a preference thing. If you like the performance and how the swag is just the sauce that Kool-Aid was dripping, you're gonna say everything he do is fire because he's that kind of product. He's that kind of star. But you can't deny the fact that Megalodon punches, he punching with the big boys. He punching with the big boys. Like, I'll watch him battle anybody, anywhere. Because he, with his bars, he create a whole show of his own. If you really paying attention. And he been doing it since the day one, the first battle that I hosted. So that was a real dope and hot battle to me. Dub and Naheem battled. Both of their dudes ducked, but they still battled each other. Displayed their bars. It was hot on both sides. I ain't even gonna pick a winner to that for the simple fact the material wasn't for either guy. Let me see what else I can remember. Oh man. How can I forget? Okay. You got J2 and that nigga Rob. Let me tell you something. Nigga be popping shit by nigga gay, nigga faggot, nigga bitch ass nigga, nigga fuck with niggas, you know what I'm saying? By J2. The thing is that may be true, but rap wise, I'm sorry to say, a lot of niggas can't fuck with J2 and they would have died worse to that nigga Rob, because that nigga Rob is a beast, straight monster. Come on with this PG or 1SK, whatever, today.
I bet money that nigga Rob is ready. You see what I'm saying? But all of this thinking you just gonna beat J2 because he a homosexual, that shit over with. And he made me a believer, and I even seen it with my own eyes. You feel what I mean? Lifestyle aside, Rob dropped some shit on him, and J2 cannonballed all of it to the point where I say he took that particular round. I think he rapped short at the end. That's why I gave it to Rob. That nigga Rob is next. J2, I'm very proud of you, bro. Atlanta Battle Rap, man. These niggas gotta, y'all nigga gotta recognize. I'm sorry. And as far as me, I'm that nigga y'all already know. So Atlanta Battle Rap, we on the rise. So Severe, Court, Sleep, you know what I'm saying? Even Yachty. You feel what I mean? Like, we got a lot of talent, and we taking it to different platforms, and we bringing other leagues here. We getting it popping for real. Like, the real talent is over here. And that's what I seen and realized when J2 came through like he did the other night, man. I really, that was what's up, man. I ain't got nothing to say. ETG was definitely in the building. Shout out to him. He had some real good bars and real good setups and schemes. He battled a real good opponent. Trendsetter. He had a good scheme going on with him. I think that maybe it didn't connect at the end all the way through. So, like, that's why I'm going to give it to Trends. Trends did have a choke. But when ETG got to rapping, he kind of lost some steam to me towards the end. And I think his angle was perfect, but he didn't execute when he needed to. I think his performance was great. But as far as winning the battle, you didn't do what you needed to do. Bro wasn't very complex with his, how he was getting from point A to point B on his bars, but he was consistent and consistent throughout. And I think that's important in a battle. You know, if you can just be good and stay good, you know, or have that early choke and then come back, you know, maybe. I mean, but either way, man, you can say 2-1 either way. If you say that, I ain't gonna cry, I ain't gonna argue. You feel what I mean? I just think that the boy Trendsetter, you know, took it, if you ask me. You know what I mean? I think I named about them all. A lot of people got called out on Pre-Weeze. Like I told you, Naheem's people wasn't there. The people weren't there. You know, a few guys didn't show up. Whoop de whoop. But the people who was serious was there. And we made a hot card in Atlanta. You feel what I mean? So I think that's important. And I can't wait till they do the next one. As far as I go, Trap New York probably be my next card. I'm going to do it if they do the Cleveland card. I'm probably only going to battle on Trap New York in Atlanta, man. It's got to be one of the niggas. So I'm calling out all niggas that's supposed to be them niggas. You feel what I mean? All the bullpen niggas that's supposed to be them niggas. All the trap niggas that's supposed to be them niggas. All the smack niggas, they're supposed to be them niggas. You feel what I mean? As far as that card in Atlanta, my first card there, that's gonna be a piped event. Already set in stone. Y'all let me know what y'all wanna do. Shout out to Click Vodka. A lot of people was drunk. People was having a good time. Shout out to Consistent Bases. You know, we hung out tough like we usually do. Talking battle rap and just life in general. My boy Joe Cool was there. Shout out to him. That's my boy. Like I say, man, we was all good. We still did our family thing for what it was. ABR still was represented. Everybody was on their grind, and that is what's good to see. Niggas keep trying, and niggas keep on, you know, calculating their next step and their next move, and then watching everybody grow is like the most beautiful thing about the whole situation, you know what I mean? I'm trying to see what I left out. Oh man, I had a dude there, he was a blogger, we was talking. I wanted to shout him out. He was real cool. Damn, it ain't coming to me. Well, maybe I can get up with it. I can get up and report with y'all next time on that. But as far as this, man, it's a wrap. I'll talk to y'all later, man. I'll see y'all next time. Trap will be back in Atlanta. Try to get on the card, man. It's gonna be hosted by Reggie P. Shout out All Star Galore. We held it down again, baby. Fame game. Shout out to my clique. This has been the Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast brought to you by Anchor. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.